It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Widow Clicquot, which retells the true story about how the Veuve Clicquot champagne business soared to new heights in the late 18th century, thanks to the widow Barbe Nicole, who provided the fiery determination and innovation for the alcoholic beverages. Hayley Bennett gives her best performance since Cyrano as the widow because of how she represents her spirit and pathos within. As the movie opens, she loses her husband Francois, played by Tom Sturridge, and despite the Napoleonic era threatening to damage the business, she's willing to keep her husband's legacy alive. The flashback sequences regard their joy and pathos when he starts off charming and then acts crazy. It could be that he was suffering from bipolar disorder, and his death could be either suicide or the result of typhoid. These scenes start to get on our nerves because they're either unfocused or annoying with the behaviors of Francois. I could give Widow Clicquot a marginal recommendation because of Bennett's performance, the ambiance, and its good taste in champagne, but I must go against it because of the flashback sequences, and there could have been more patience within the screenplay. It's a great-looking film that needs to refocus on the narrative a bit more. 2.5 stars. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. Coming up next, a group of prisoners must show off their acting skills at Sing Sing. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.